put your hands together and give a warm welcome to your dad.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. Doesn't it seem like it's just getting busier and busier the closer we get to Christmas? I had a busy week this last week. I went over to Walmart, and we're doing some Christmas shopping. And you know those supermarket checkout dividers that you put on the conveyor belt to separate items from yours from somebody else's? I really wanted to buy one of those supermarket checkout dividers, but the lady behind the till, she just kept putting it back. That's funny. So I had my annual physical the other day. I went to the doctor, and he had to take my temperature. And he asked me how I'd like my temperature taken, either oral or rectal. I looked at him in the eyes, and I said, "Well, what's the difference?" And he looked back at me and said, "Well, the taste."
Oh, boy.
So, you know, we've been doing these dad jokes for a while now. I get a lot of questions about them. One of the questions I got the other day was when I was asked, "When does a joke become a dad joke?" You know, I thought about that for a minute, and then I said, "Well, when the punchline is apparent." Oh, my goodness. You know, that's going to do it for me. Have yourself a great day. See ya.
Give it up for your dad.